full of joy and Polish pride, the military, Polonaise No. 3 by Frédéric Chopin, to start us off this morning, Monday morning. Good Monday to you. I'm Cordelia Brown. Next, we'll have some clarinet and piano music before we hear a German flute concerto and Michael Torkey from his last album. We'll hear last month. This month's KPR, Community Spotlight, is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee settlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Info at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. And support for the classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of Roaring Twenties jazz and Ritz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow, Thursday, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. Next is a piece by Franz Danzi. He was born and died in Germany, but his father was Italian. He was a cellist, composer, and conductor. And now we'll hear his clarinet and pianoforte sonata with Charles Nydick, clarinetist on KPR. Using an old-fashioned piano, the pianoforte from Franz Danzi's time, that was Danzi's Sonata for Clarinet and Keyboard, Charles Nydick and Robert Levin. Next, we'll hear La Stagione Orchestra for some Carl Abel music, flute concerto, and then from Michael Torkey's last album, Last Month. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. And just heads up, things will get classy in the afternoon when we bring you Respighi's Botticelli pictures and a suite written not so long ago, The Delights and Dances for String Orchestra by Michael Abels. Classical music from noon to three, right here on KPR. That was by Carl Friedrich Abel, the Flute Concerto No. 1. With La Stagione Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll hear a couple of songs sung by the Topeka Festival singers right after the 10 o'clock news, and we'll chat with Dr. Grace Morrison, a board member and a soprano, who will tell us about tonight's concert, which is about flying. We've all dreamed about flying ever since we were little, and tonight, that's going to be the theme for their opening concert for their 40th season. Also in the next hour, listen for a violin and piano piece by Sir Edward Elgar, A Salute to Love, and Mendelssohn's Third Symphony, The Scottish, is coming up. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Healthcare in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen on October 15th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. You know, selling an old car, truck, or boat can be a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick it up, and you might get a tax deduction. Here's something from Michael Torkey's brand new album called Last. This is, for us to remember, Last Month. That's thoughtful music by Michael Torkey from his new album. And that was Last Month. And we're free to imagine anything of our last month we can remember, of all the different people we saw, things we heard in the news, whatever happened to you last month. That's why he wrote that piece. His album is called Last. It's just out. It features the East Coast Chamber Orchestra, and it has everything last. It has 12 different selections on it. It begins with Last Fall, and it goes through the seasons. It has Last Year, Last Friday, and ends with Last Sunday. Very thoughtful music on the Ecstatic label by Michael Torkey here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We'll be listening to a couple of selections next hour, sung by the Topeka Festival Singers. Listen in just a few minutes right after the news for something from The Wizard of Oz. We'll also hear Let Me Fly, and we'll tell you all about tonight's concert at Washburn at a new time, a little bit earlier, lets you get home earlier, 7 o'clock tonight at Washburn. Keep it right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, mornings.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Weather-wise, we haven't looked at the forecast yet this morning. And for today in Lawrence, 20% chance of showers after 11. It's about 10 o'clock right now. Should be mostly cloudy with a high of 74. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th, with details at theaterlawrence.com. Good morning. It's KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, this is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Prime Video, presenting Lazarus from mystery writer Harlan Coben, a tale of lies, murder, and long-buried family secrets, starring Sam Claflin and Bill Nighy, premieres October 22nd on Prime Video. Good morning. This is KPR, and these are the Topeka Festival Singers. Beautiful harmonies in that a cappella version of Harold Arlen's music, sung by the Topeka Festival Singers. That was back from 2003 with Kevin Kellum. He was the director then. They have a concert tonight in Topeka at Washburn. They invite you to soar with them through a program of music that celebrates courage, transformation, and reaching for new heights. From the iconic Beatles' Blackbird to the uplifting hymn, I'll Fly Away, this concert invites you to dream big and embrace the winds of change. Let the music lift your spirit and carry you forward. Come fly with us. It's tonight at 7 o'clock, new time, a little bit earlier, at Washburn, and tickets are still available at the door. I don't think it's sold out yet, but you can check out the details and buy your ticket ahead of time, I think, at TopekaFestivalSingers.org. I invited their board president and soprano and longtime member, Dr. Grace Morrison, to come up and tell us more about it. Thank you, Grace.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I want to hear, now you brought the program. I like it when you do that. Okay. Tell us about what's on the program.
Well, we're singing 13 songs, and every single song, with the exception of maybe one, is uplifting, has something to do with flight or soaring or betterment. So it's just a very uplifting concert, sharing ideas of hope. And our first song is called Measure Me Sky. This is by a contemporary woman composer, Elaine Hagenberg, and we've sung several of her songs. And this song talks about how to grow and expand up like the sky and like things in the sky. And the thing I love about this song is that it just has soaring musical lines. You can just hear the flight up into the sky. It's really a beautiful selection.
And then after that, you'll sing Hope is the Thing with Feathers.
Yes, and when I first heard this, I thought, what in the world does that mean? But it is actually a poem written by Emily Dickinson set to this music, and it's written by or composed by Christopher Tin, who's a Grammy Award winner a couple of times over. And it talks about how hope is like the song of a bird, and it's kind of a meditation, and it's just really a lovely, lovely song.
And then Blackbird.
Of course, Blackbird. And, of course, this is the Beatles song of many years ago. And I'll say that we have a whistler in part of this. And there were auditions to who's the best whistler in the group. And so we have a whistler. And this talks about, again, it's another song of hope. It talks about the blackbird rising from brokenness. And, again, there's a voice of hope. And this song is all vocal percussion along with the whistler and the singers. And I look back at this, and it's actually a civil rights era song. And the blackbird represents black women of the 60s and 70s. It's how they will rise up. Their change is inevitable. So it's really a great song to sing.
And then High Flight.
This song is very dance-like, and it's kind of a driving rhythm. And, in fact, our director said, you don't really even need me up there because it just goes and goes and goes at the same rhythm the whole time. But it talks about how you're breaking the bonds with Earth and moving away from Earth, and the very final words or touch the face of God, and the whole song represents moving upward and ends in this beautiful chord that's just really inspiring to sing and listen to.
And then Flight Song?
Now, Flight Song, you know, we have so many songs, every song almost refers to flight and upward, but this is so different from the one just before it. It's kind of the intertwining of music and song and nature and love. And again, it's a very, very flowing song. So it's quite different from the one before. It's really beautiful.
Let Me Fly.
Oh, boy, Let Me Fly. This is a traditional spiritual that many people will be familiar with, and it's in swing. It's not straight rhythm. There are lots of key changes and interesting combinations of notes, and the words are Let Me Fly to Mount Zion, so it's very fun, upbeat. It's a cappella, and we just have a great time with this song.
And then it's followed by a song that sometimes it's done at funerals. I think it's an old spiritual, isn't it? I'll Fly Away.
Well, it's kind of like a hymn or maybe a spiritual, but it starts out very straight and very strict. You know, so you would hear a church choir singing this, and then suddenly it moves into bluegrass with a fiddle player. And it's just very fun, again, to sing. So that'll be a nice way to end our first half, very upbeat.
And then you'll start the second half with The Awakening.
Yeah, The Awakening it's one of my favorite songs on the program. It starts very dreamlike, very soft. It talks about how there's a sad and desolate place. There are no birds, no music. It's just silence. And then musically, it moves into Awake, Awake. And the whole point of this is let music never die in me. Let music live, and it's all reflected in the progress of the song from the slow, sad beginning up to the very positive, big, loud ending. It's wonderful.
And then O Vos Omnes.
Yes, this is the song. This is the one song that's very different from many of the other songs. It's in Latin. It was written in the early 1900s, and the translation of this is, all ye people, consider all sorrows as mine. But the lovely part of this is that the harmony is just absolutely beautiful, and this is a song that we're going to be joined on stage by 19 select area high school students who really add to the richness of this. It's a great learning experience for us, and especially for them to get to join us. So it's probably one of the more difficult songs for us to sing because it's very slow, it's very quiet in many places, and there's no accompaniment, so it's quite exposed, but it's really a lovely song.
And then one of my favorites, Stephen Paulus, The Road Home.
Oh, yes, it's really fun to sing. This is a musical description of finding home and going home, and it really is just beautiful. And some of the words are, there is no such beauty as where you belong. Rise up, I will lead you home. So it's a joy to sing that song.
And then after that sounds like another traditional American tune, Wade in the Water.
Yes, and this is, again, very different from The Road Home. It starts out with trouble, trouble, God's gonna trouble the waters. And in some parts of this song, there's even wailing written into it. So it will be very entertaining to listen to.
And then you're singing Twinkle, Twinkle.
Yes, we are singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. This could not be more different from the song right before. And as singers, we really have to refocus because this is a song that's vocal jazz. Again, it's a cappella. It's extremely tight harmony, and every single voice needs to be absolutely on pitch at all times. And the thing I love about this song is that you can actually almost hear the stars twinkling. So it's very fun. And at the end of it, people are going to say, like, what just happened in that song? And I'll mention also that we now have an assistant director. His name's Ben Holcomb. He's one of our singers, and he is going to direct this song. So that's real fun to have him get to do that for us.
And then what's the big finale?
It's called Rock of My Soul. And again, this is a traditional spiritual. And the high schoolers are going to be joining us again on this song. And again, it's a driving rhythm with a lot of repetition, but the words are different with the repetition. It just keeps moving along. And then the really fun part of this is at the very end, one of our baritone soloists, Brandon Bayless, there's just this like two or three measure solo that, you know, he just makes it up as he goes. But this baritone with this glorious voice ends up singing like a high E that is high for sopranos sometimes. But it will be a wonderful end to the concert. I'm very excited about it.
Tell us about your new accompanist.
Oh, Robert Farrago is going to be joining us, and he is phenomenal, and I thank you, Cordelia, for bringing us together. He is an accompanist that is his job. He works with many different organizations. He's out of Kansas City, and he is a phenomenal sight reader, and he's really a collaborative pianist because he really helps us. He does not just sit and play. He can hear when maybe one section needs a little extra help, and he will just play along, or he will go out into the audience and listen to make sure our balance is good, and he just does it. He doesn't have to be asked. So we are very, very fortunate that he'll be joining us this year.
And also, he and his wife, Lyra, who is also a very talented musician. She sings, she plays piano, she plays flute. She and Robert Farrago will be featured in our live day on Friday, October 24th. And they'll it's just an hour just about them. Because Robert Farrago, he does a lot of accompanying, but he's also a brilliant soloist. So we're giving an hour to the Farragos.
That's fantastic. And we really are very fortunate that you connected us. So thank you for that.
And then also it's a new start time, so people can get home a little bit earlier.
Yes, 7 o'clock. We hope we've gotten the word out well enough that people will know to come then. Everybody was enthusiastic about it when we were thinking about it last year. And then I also want to say we're trying to make some other things fun. We've got a selfie station, which can't be anything but fun. And then also we're going to have a wine bar available. So if you want to come in and have a drink beforehand, that's available.
Nice. All right. You can get the details again at TopekaFestivalSingers.org. It's at 7 tonight at Washburn. You can just show up and buy your ticket then. And should be a great, great concert. Grace, thanks for coming over to tell us about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's hear one of the songs they're going to do tonight, Let Me Fly. It's the Topeka Festival Singers on Kansas Public Radio. The Topeka Festival Singers on Kansas Public Radio. Next, music by Edward Elgar and Felix Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony is coming up, very atmospheric sounding. And right after the 11 o'clock news, in about 45 minutes or so, we'll be hearing the wonderful theme, Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, before we hear the Brook Violin Concerto. It's KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's actually 10:21, about 63 degrees in Lawrence. We have a small chance of rain after 11, and today's high should be 74. Here's the Salute to Love, Love's Greeting, by Elgar, now on KPR. Love's Greeting by Sir Edward Elgar with Kyung-hwa Chung violin and Philip Mole at the piano. It's 10:25. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Info at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Inspired by a trip to Scotland when he was young, he and a friend just roughed it through Europe. They went through Italy and Scotland, and he came home and wrote his third symphony using the themes from his Scottish trip. Let's listen now to Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. Franz Welser-Most and the London Philharmonic Orchestra for the Symphony No. 3, The Scottish, by Felix Mendelssohn on Kansas Public Radio. Now we join the NPR News, already in progress.
Volodymyr Zelensky about the missiles. They're being honored for their research and how technology can drive sustained economic growth. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And good morning. We're live and local, Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1. Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir joining forces with Eugene Ormandy's Philadelphia Orchestra for Johann Sebastian Bach, the main theme, Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 8 minutes now into our 11 o'clock hour. We have a real classic next, a fiery piece for violin. Well, fiery and thoughtful and every emotion. And right after that, we'll hear an arabesque by Bohuslav Martineau and a Mozart piano concerto, the 14th. But here is the Max Bruch Violin Concerto in G minor, known as the Bruch Violin Concerto. It's pretty popular. This is a performance with Itzhak Perlman, violin, soloing with the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. Max Bruch on KPR. Incredible amount of things going on in just 24 minutes of the Max Bruch Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor. Bernard Haitink led the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam with violinist Itzhak Perlman at about 11:33 here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll have an arabesque for cello and piano before we hear a Mozart collaboration for piano and orchestra. It's 66 degrees right now in Lawrence. For today, we still have a 20% chance of showers and an expected high of 74 on this nice cloudy day. Tonight, it's another 20% chance for showers before 10 at night. And then maybe another slight chance of rain after 4 o'clock in the morning tonight. And Tuesday should ultimately be cloudy and then a little sunny with a high near 79. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. We're live, we're local, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 FM in Poria. Here's arabesque number 6 from the set of 7 by Bohuslav Martineau on KPR. With Christian Benda at the piano and Sebastian Benda, cellist, an arabesque by Bohuslav Martineau. Next on KPR, some music of Mozart. Jeff Watson's in as usual with classics from noon to 3, right up until All Things Considered. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery and the Kansas Memorial Union now through Saturday, with a reception Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m., open to the public. Details at kjhk.org. Here's the great pianist Andras Schiff in the 14th Piano Concerto by Mozart on KPR. With Shandor Fay, the Camerata Academy, and Andras Schiff, pianist. That was Mozart. Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 14 for piano and orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, about to sign off, and Jeff Watson is your afternoon host for more great classical music. Let's take a peek at his playlist and see what's coming up right after the noon news and Stardate. Looks like one of the Spanish dances by Granados. And then the graceful 3 Botticelli pictures, Ottorino Respighi, triptych, and also some English music, Fantasy for clarinet quintet, also Delights and Dances for string quartet by Michael Abels, and much more. Classical music continues just a few minutes after we check in with the NPR News and see what's happening in the heavens with Stardate, coming up next on Kansas Public Radio.
Our news every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next one right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Let's look at the updated forecast. We're supposed to have a 20% chance for rain this afternoon and overnight, but tomorrow should be cloudy and then gradually some sun for Tuesday the 14th with a high of about 79 for tomorrow. Today's high should be about 74 degrees. And then as the week progresses, it looks like temperatures are going into the 80s. It looks like Friday there's a chance of rain, though, but still a high of 80 degrees.
Live from NPR News in